time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. Your main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey, hey, hey. We about to go.
Joe Rogan is the GOAT. But you know what I thought about too? Is because the way his platform is set up, most people like to talk about themselves. So it's easy for Cud just to allow people just to run their mouth about themselves all day. I knew he asked the right questions for the trigger the right points.
Yeah, he done had a lot of people. I didn't got a lot of like YouTube subscribers like to watch off of his channel alone, just watching his channel.
Right, yeah.
Nah, because his channel is it's more of a conversation. Like y'all just kicking it with Joe Rogan. He's not a piece of paper interview like Shannon Sharp does. He's just really just flowing.
And he's curious, like he's truly curious. You could tell he wants to learn because he'll ask you questions just he'll question a lot of stuff, and he also is knowledgeable on a lot of things, I think, too, at least enough to ask certain questions and have a back and forth that complements the inner or the person who's there. So he is good at that, I'll say that.
Yeah, but a lot of that shit, too, he genuinely he interested with them. Like, yeah, exactly. So it's easy to converse with somebody like that. Yeah.
I think Cud Vantage, that's what I try to utilize, too. He don't mind being wrong. People think when you got a platform, it's impossible for you to be wrong. Oh, well, your fact checkers. And like, nigga might just be like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. Damn. Yeah. Like, that easy. we are real people with real views and shit. Niggas could be wrong. People could be wrong. Yeah, I think that's like a superpower where you could just be like, shit, I was wrong.
He got a good podcast for sure. He's been doing it for a long time. Honestly, he's been doing it for 10, 15 years, huh? Probably.
He's on like episode 2000 something.
He's on episode like 2000.
Wasn't he doing UFC and all that?
No, he was doing
the announcer shit.
He was doing 2012.
Fear Factor. Then he went to the UFC. And then I think he started to go to the pod lane.
I want
to
say it's like 2012 he started.
Because he's been around for a minute. He's been doing wrestling.
He's a stand-up comedian too.
He was a comedian.
That's cool.
He came with a fan base from all type of different arenas and just carried that over.
Yeah, which is crazy. He for sure got one of the best podcasts out.
And it's wild because they just shadow banned his Trump interview, and he had to put it on Twitter. So what does that say for the smaller platforms who don't have the team Joe Rogan has, where they just shadow ban you? And it's like, well, shit, where do you go?
Nothing's too small, right? To the higher ups. I think that's the message that anybody could get from this. Like, don't think your voice doesn't matter or what you're saying don't matter because they watching. Obviously, you got smaller platforms that give info on a daily and they go through the process of shadow banning that page that mainly only has 10,000, 20,000 subscribers. You know, they can't do it to Joe Rogan, like only to a certain degree. He's so big, however many million followers, like you say, he could just go post it on another platform and it's gonna go viral. So it's not much they can do to him, but they are watching everybody for sure.
And it's wild because they don't want you to get to that level.
That's the biggest
they watching
key.
You while you small. And I believe they see the ones who have the potential. Like, if we just let this thing go organically, it's going to reach this level eventually. We got to throw some roadblocks. Even though if you don't stop for the roadblock, you're still going to get there. Mm-hmm. It's just going to take you longer. It's going to be a harder route. But that's crazy to see because there's been like an explosion of people getting shadow banned right now. Even like views dropping on major channels. I'm seeing them. They crying out like, hey, man, I usually average 100,000 views. My views drop by 50,000. And this is where they saying, oh, you know, YouTube is supposed to be on easy mode. Just post. And the more you post, the more you get viewed. And it seemed like the more you post, the more they start shutting your shit down.
I think it depends. Yeah, they fuck with the algorithm constantly, I think. That's something else too that I don't think the users of YouTube are necessarily privy to, but I feel like things catch on certain topics and then the next week or the very next day they change it up, they change the exposure they give on certain things. They kind of just, I feel like they're looking for the feedback of the people what reaction are they getting from certain things? Like that Trump episode, they probably got a certain reaction that maybe they didn't like. And that's why they started to shadow ban it. I could imagine that companies like YouTube and other companies are more liberal and on that other side. So I could see them looking at that and being like, damn, he killed it. Let's shadow ban that.
Or you just got the Trump haters, you know what I'm saying?
That too, yeah.
The whole world be going against that man.
But what does that say about freedom of speech? Because if Elon Musk doesn't buy Twitter, there's practically nowhere you can go to voice your opinion freely without it being tampered with. And even on X, Twitter, you still can't say certain things. But for the most part, you can pretty much say damn near what you want. But like Facebook, Instagram, they was marking everything as Russian misinformation or some Chinese misinformation. Like, they was just calling it anything. Yeah. Like, bro, I'm in America. I'm in California. What the? What do you mean Russian misinformation? And your shit is out of here.
Like you knew something else. But I've been telling niggas, freedom of speech been dead. It's like the same way you can't cuss in a certain amount of time in the beginning, or the same way you can go to jail for terrorist threats. You know what I'm saying? So freedom of speech has been taken away for a long time now, and they trying to really control it to the furthest extent they can at this point. Like, forgetting shadow ban, what we just got shadow ban for is crazy work.
It's only freedom of speech until what you say, you know, makes people want to be free. Then I feel like that's when they impose their will on the freedom of speech. It's an illusion. It's only there until you say some shit that starts making people think in a different way. Then that's when they shut shit down. So it don't really exist.
From a logical standpoint, what is not cursing the first 7 seconds got to do with anything? They say it's for advertisers, but then the advertisers will advertise things that's against community guidelines, but you have to follow the community guidelines. It was like, where's the sense in that? That don't make sense. Then if your channel is for adults, the video it says not for kids. So at this point, how are you flagging an adult video for profanity? It makes
freedom,
no sense.
With freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. Every movie cursing in it, every song cursing in it. But when creators want to create, all of a sudden we little ass kids now.
You know, it's crazy because I look at it as it's a lot of words that can be used, and that might be more powerful, or you bring certain feelings out of you. You know what I mean? And I think maybe with the cussing and stuff like that, they feel like that can get somebody's engagement too fast, and you start to catch traction in a different way. Like, they understand that. Like, if somebody used the word love and death, that might have a strong feeling around it. But if you just use a blue or a red, it's not necessarily going to have no real feeling behind that word. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So the cuss words might, we get on here, just start spazzing from the beginning. They like, damn, these niggas catching. And if you're making some sense, it might look crazy. It might not look crazy, but we might pick up a bigger fan base faster.
No, for sure, because certain words evoke certain emotions.
Exactly.
It's like, you got to say unalive. Like, bro, like, right, what? Like,
that's
this
crazy.
What type of sense does
that
make?
Now we making up words.
This is this is a real event that we all go through as a human. We all going to die one day. So I got to say unalive? Like, for what reason? Who are we offended? Like, this really don't make no sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. And it just, you know, it's a part of the new generation we live in where they're changing the meaning of words, or they're changing the way we're supposed to feel about certain words. Like the word, you know, K-I-L-L. Like, it's been you know what I mean? It's a verb of what happens when somebody takes somebody's life. It's been around. It's in the Webster Dictionary. I don't understand why we have to say unalive. Like you said, I think some of the stuff, too, is just testers to see how obedient we'll be. Like, don't cuss the first 7 seconds. What is it really? Probably just an obedient test. Like a lot of other things, I think, that we go through in society.
I look at it from an angle, too, how we was talking about fear and stuff, right? And it's another way to produce it in you unconsciously. So if we're not able to do certain things, you're going to automatically think like, oh, I can't say this or I can't do that. Like, so it's going to stop you and really make you conscious of not even using the language the way you want to use it. And they're going to have a blocker on your mind for that.
It does, because now that I know some of these community guidelines, some of these words are getting flagged, it dilutes your message some, because now you're tiptoeing around what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Instead of just letting it flow naturally, you're now thinking like, okay, let me not say a trigger word, and that dilutes the message. Like, it's terrible. I think that's why guys like Tate was like, I'm not going to have a platform. I'm going to get on your platform. Mm-hmm. Or guys like even Charleston White, as bullshit as a lot of his shit be, some of his shit do be moving. and he gets a lot of traction, but it's impossible for him, for the way he talks, to have his own platform.
Yeah.
And because you got to tone yourself down to be able to have a platform. In a sense, you got to find a new way to be yourself unapologetically according to community guidelines.
It's crazy. I mean, another platform that is letting people, you know, do the free speech thing is Rumble. But I think that's the key, and a lot of people will move away from, I think, these certain platforms that monetize content and move towards their own IP, right? Making their own websites and things like that so that they can own it 100% and control 100% what they do on it. You feel me? And I think that's the major next step. It's like with the music game. Niggas get tired of being under certain shit and getting paid pennies for millions of views, and so they start to go independent. So I could definitely see that happening in the future, especially with all of the community guidelines.
Yeah, it's a tricky dance. We trying to find ways around it. I know for a fact they got us shadow banned. I done already ran the test. So we trying to find ways around it. And it's wild to see when you post a video, if somebody takes your video and then it goes crazy. Like, okay, yeah. That's the traction. I know for a fact it should be getting. And it's getting it over there. But they're not, like, it'll mess with your head if you're not resilient enough to, you know what, I ain't gonna let this stop me. This is just another test. The universe just want to see how bad you want it, because everybody usually quit right here.
Facts.
Even then, because then sometimes I try to look at it in a different way, like, that's still motivation, because you know you knew the whole time you was doing something right, but then it's like, okay, them is them opposing forces I be talking about that we don't see all the time. But we seeing it clear as day when we watch one of your videos go viral somewhere else, and now we're doing it, it's not going viral from the change. They don't want the viral way to be viral. Like,
it's crazy. Yeah. It's a crazy thing to see, man. Yeah. It's wild, because it'll make you want to create more. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you don't want to run into burnout, because you'll get that too. It's like, I'm not going to stop until I crack that code. Now you missing time with the fam, or when you are with the fam, you thinking of new ways to get around it or new content to create. So even though your presence is there, you're not consciously there. Your brain is somewhere else, even though your body is there. So I found myself having to check myself, like, all right, family time is family time. When I'm at work, be at work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because even when I'm working,
I'm trying to think about boom, 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 boom.
Like, no matter what I'm doing, wherever I'm at, I turn into like a content machine where I'm just in my notes writing ideas down and just thinking of new ways to do this. Or I'm at the movies editing on my phone, like creating clips.
I'm in the car driving.
Bro, I'm on the freeway clipping shit. Oh, God, they're swerving in the lanes. I'm like, I'm tripping, bro. I got to really relax.
Nah, you're right.
It's going
to
come.
And that's why they tell us to stay in that present moment, because the power of now, like you say, like, family time is family time, work time is work time. And because you really can't do nothing else. It's like, you're still going to have to wait to get back to the lab to create anyway.
That'd be the crazy part.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you'd be wanting to rush the shit, but what you just said is so true. Like, I'd be trying to rush it, and it's like, I can't do anything until I get there, or I can't create until I get into the stew or whatever the case is. But you still try to, I guess, you're not in the present. Like you said, you're already thinking about the future or what you're going to post or what you did post. Where being in the present, I think it's about balance, you know? And it can help you create your content better as well when you're not spread all over. Like, when you just have, okay, this hour I'm going to really lock in, then that's what you can put all your effort into, instead of, like you said, being here and giving 20% or whatever the case is. So
I think letting go a little bit throughout the day is what's going to make it fresh, because now it gives you time to miss doing whatever you're trying to do, you know what I'm saying, as far as chasing a purpose or creating the content. It's like, it give you a moment where it's like, damn, you get that urge, that feeling to get back in there and go crazy.
Yeah, I be thinking too, because, you know, a lot of things happen every day. We want to come in talking every day, but I look at a lot of other platforms that have built a fan base, and I noticed that they, not all of them talk about something that happened the same day, right? Like, they'll wait, because their fans are waiting for whenever they talk about it too. So I think that's something that we could, for sure, me, I could find balance in being okay with maybe not the first day talking about it, because I do feel like if something we don't talk about something the first day, it might not hit as hard the very next day, which is crazy, because we used to create content once a week. That shit crazy. Like, we used to be in here once a week, if that.
God.
So.
Nah, but sometimes you can use that to your advantage too.
Facts.
You let everybody else fire off their shots, and then you come through with the grand finale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And especially when you try to rush and just hurry up and just speak on the topic because it's trending, you start to put your foot in your own mouth a little bit.
Yeah, we did that a few times.
Yeah. Like, as soon as you put the clip out, new facts are rolled out. Yeah, now you looking like, what? You looking like a jackass all of a sudden. So I typically do like the wait. I noticed Joe Budden does that
a lot, where he just sit back and...
But once you got that cult following, they waiting for you anyway.
Yeah, they know.
They're like, man, I heard what such and such said. I'm waiting for my guys now, though. So that's a beautiful thing.
I never really think like that, though, like far as it having to be fresh for the most part. Because sometimes we do look at it like, well, you can catch traction. It's going to die off. But I look at it like nobody think the way we do or nobody going to get the perspectives that we give. Go back to what you just said. Like, so certain people is waiting to hear what you got to say anyway. Like, regardless. Like you said, maybe sometimes making them wait might be better, too. Like, I want to hear what they got to say, like. So, yeah, that's a good scenario, good perspective.
Yeah, man. So all the content creators out there, y'all gonna feel this one because I know y'all dealing with the same thing. Trust me, even the biggest platforms is dealing with this right now, especially the streamers. Mm-hmm. But there's been like a shift with IRL content. A lot of people finding ways to do that of streaming real life things. Mm-hmm. Still, they probably still scripting a lot of it. Like, I know this one dude, he going viral right now. Bro, it's comedy, too. I don't know if it's real or not. But even if it's not, it's hilarious. I forget the acronym, but basically you email him your complaints about your job. And he going to go to your boss, your job, and cuss your boss out. He going crazy right now. I see him landing a deal somewhere soon. Because I think he's a comedian, too. He does stand-up.
Okay, yeah.
So I can see him blowing up. Because I see, even see the celebrities starting to tap in. Because that's fresh. It's organic. Nobody ever done it. Nobody ever thought about doing it.
So Cub going to do what you really want to do.
What you really want to tell your boss, email to him. He going to go tell your boss. And he's really pulling up at these job sites, going viral.
Crazy.
I'm like, bro, that's genius.
They ain't going to book his dumb ass. Yeah, he's talking crazy.
Nah, because he got a real folder with real files. And then it's like, you don't know who he is, but he know your name. And he know your position.
This nigga real.
So it's like, okay, he got to be real. Because how he know what I am? I'm the boss. So he know my name. Oh, he know the co-worker's
the person
name.
Giving them all the information.
Giving them all the info.
They think OSHA coming. Them niggas probably shook his head. Right. Like,
bro, that shit crazy. Shit. He like, hey, you be fucking Diane and such, you be fucking, man, yeah, he be going crazy.
I got to peep that. I ain't seen that.
I'm going to send you the clip. That shit funny as hell. And he black. That shit comedy as hell. So shout out to bro. Because trying to reinvent yourself in this content game is... That's a battle in itself.
It's tough. It really is. And you can get, I feel like today it's easy to get typecasted too. It's just that one thing, you know? So you got to stay fresh. You got to stay trying new ideas and doing different things. I think when it comes to content to grow.
No, that's facts. Let me get up out of there. I was trying to put the live on the phone, but it's getting the background. What's up, everybody? We in here cooling today, man. We got topics, but we just more so just gonna let it flow today, man. This time change is low key kicking my ass. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. It usually don't fuck with me. I thought we was done with that. I could have sworn we just voted on a bill to do away with that. I could have sworn Cali just voted that up out of here.
It don't make sense, huh? It really don't make sense.
That if that don't let you know time is made up, because how do you just push an hour like?
Well, you know, there's a few, I believe, and don't quote me 100%, but there's a few months missing at a certain point in time because they had to switch the calendar from how the Romans had it to how we have it for a 365-day year.
It's supposed to be 13, wasn't it?
Something like that, huh, where it's missing because of that. So we just made shit up, really.
We made up everything. Yeah. Time don't fucking exist, man. whatever you choose to do
Speaking of time, in between
that... Don't really matter. But even like if you think about the months, like it's 12 months. Why is it only 12 months? Or why is it only 365 days? Why do it just stop at the 365th day? Why they just don't keep going?
Like, why does February only have 28 days?
That's right.
Where y'all coming up with this? One month got 30. Like, come on, bro. Cut it out.
It's the end of this month. I guess it's light and dark. That's what it is. Everything else is crazy.
Look. It make you wonder, huh? Like, we need it at this point to like feel... aware, it seems like. Like, I wonder what it was like when we didn't have time to reference to and dates and shit like that.
See, it's necessary because you have to manage the way you move throughout the day. But if we lived back in the day where we had to, what they do, hunt during the day and do whatever they do at night type stuff, like, you wouldn't really need the time because you're going to spend the time doing what you want to do or enjoying yourself, not worrying about I think the necessary bills and working and all that type of stuff. Your work was to go get food and shit like that.
See, that, that didn't start to make you think, like, you know, they say we used to live longer way back in the day. Oh, we used to live for hundreds of years. It's like, okay, was they tracking time differently to where they was tracking their age differently?
So I've seen that too, because there's people in the Bible who have lived to 240, 300, and people, I've seen people say that, like, it's just a figurative age. It's not, I don't think they necessarily lived that long. So I think a lot of that shit was made up.
Niggas, I seen a lady on TikTok. She was 146 years old. She said,
"Damn."
She said she didn't eat no meat. She like cut a lot of different stuff out, but she lived like out way somewhere else. Like, you probably could find it up on TikTok. You probably look it up,
because they've done a lot of experiments where they changed the setting to a different year. So it was one guy, he was sick. I think he was in Cuba or something like that, and they put the settings back to like '60s or some shit. And his brain started to adjust to the time, so where he damn near started aging backwards, and the sickness was leaving his body. So in a sense, you aging is low key a mental thing. Because even Prince, if you notice, he stopped tracking his birthdays. He stopped saying I'm such and such years old.
And just whatever.
It was a couple of interviews when they was asking like, "What's your age?" And he low key was hinting that, "Hey, I really don't track that shit because you really aging yourself."
Well, yeah, I think we do age more now because we're in a constant state of stress, right? Like, you even think about how you wake up to an alarm. You're supposed to wake up to natural light. You know, you jump in, the first thing you do is jump on a screen, and we know the screen has certain hues that give off a certain feeling to us, or we sit under a certain type of light in a cubicle. All these things put stress on your body over time. Then not to mention what we're consuming on a day-to-day that's not good for us. So it definitely speeds up the aging process compared to back then when niggas just got up when it got light, went to sleep when it got dark. Whatever they ate was literally from the earth or the ground, and they didn't have a lot of unnecessary stress that we do now.
Yeah, because just think, if we didn't go to work, what would be the point of tracking time? Like you said, you tracking your schedule. Kids got to be at school X amount of hours. You got to be at work. So it's really just the way we concocted our lives with working in the system and school and things. That's why you really tracking that shit.
Yeah, and time would go a lot faster if we didn't track it. That's the crazy part, too, I'd be thinking about. Like, you go to work, and you spend 8 hours there, and that shit be slow. You go, you on an off day, 8 hours, that shit's gone. You're the next day.
But that's why they say time flies. There is no time. You don't even pay attention to time when you're having fun or you in a good moment with somebody. So you really won't track it. And if you do track it, like you said, it's over quick, but it's still moving at the same pace.
No matter what.
In our mindset, we thinking that it's moving different. Like, no, the sun is coming up at the same time. It's going down at the same time.
How
like,
you perceive it is different.
Time,
that's all
time
it is.
Flew today. Like,
now, it is because, damn, man, see, I got to start writing these experiments down. What they were saying, like, you literally do make time speed up or slow down depending on how you perceiving it.
Cause I think
like,
Einstein was saying
in,
that, yeah.
Say how you said you sitting in prison. Nigga, one day feel like a week. Every day you in the cell feel like a week. But then you might get out the yard. Now, time speeding up when you in the yard. So it just really, it's really
it
different.
It ain't speeding up, though. It ain't changing. The only thing that if you in a cell for 3 hours and they go time it and somebody in the yard for 3 hours, same like I'm saying, time. The only thing that's different is that in the cell you might, if you just sit in the cell, if I've been in the cell with you and you just sit here every day, but I work out, I read, I do stuff to the way I spend my time is going to be better off. Yours is going to be longer than mine just sitting there. You get what I'm saying?
Because you made it worth something to a certain degree.
That's why it's like when you at work, people want to go to work and do nothing. I'm like, really, you don't? Because now you just, you watching the time and slowing your day down.
Sick.
When your day is busy as hell, you look up like, damn, it's already time to go.
Yep.
Right, that's fact.
I try to keep that shit busy. Yeah, I'm like, hold on. Because
they even had a, did you see that? It was like, we'll pay you to do nothing.
I think they paid a lot
of money too, but it was like 12-hour days, however long you could last, but you're going to do absolutely nothing.
That's hard. That's hard. A long time ago, I used to be a security guard, and you did nothing for 8 to 12 hours, nigga. And I used to think, man, it's the easiest money ever, man. I come in, sit on my phone, watch YouTube. Nigga, that shit got so boring after a while.
Yeah, make you want to work.
You just feel brain dead. Like, you not even, you just there, not even thinking nothing. You just watching TV, nigga, like, trying to stay awake all day. You ain't doing nothing.
Y'all seen that video of that nigga that was in there with all the roaches? Hey, I don't know. I forgot how much they were trying to pay him.
I did see that. Yeah.
He was going crazy. He built a whole bed in the middle of the thing.
Yeah, he was sitting up on the block.
Yeah, I'm like, I know he's sick. Them roads just going nuts and they nonstop. Bro. I'm sitting there thinking like, damn, can I do it? Can a nigga last? Like a nigga that been around them before.
Nah, because they kept putting in more roaches.
They was putting pound, put all in cup food. Yeah. I was like, this nigga, I know he hot. Like I'm damn. Like how long could a nigga last doing that? What do you have to last like 30 days or every day you get paid, right? Or
yeah, every day like you get that. Paid. Yeah. I got roach PTSD because
I'm like, it's nuts. I'm like, damn, just imagine a million of them start running through here.
I can't even see a roach. Like, there's no way I would have been able to do that.
That's crazy. I'm thinking if they tell you a million a day though, to live with the roaches, I probably would have to be up for like 3 days.
They got this other room. It's the quietest room on earth. There's no sound at all. It's so quiet, you can hear your blood flowing, your joints popping, and your heart pumping. They said no one has ever been able to last a day in there.
Because being quiet is allowed for a lot of people.
I could last a day.
Bro, just think about it. Your blood flowing, you're hearing it. Just how you moving now.
That shit going to trip you out.
Every time you move, you can hear your... Because you know your joints popping when you move. You can't hear it. Every time you move or breathe, something's popping. They say you're gonna damn near go insane in there.
I'm gonna get on my Bruce Lee shit like and go sit in the corner and then
start levitating this shit. Yeah.
Facts. Yeah,
like your heart, you can hear your heart doo 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 doo.
That's crazy.
Like the whole day, like no one has ever been able to last in there.
As long as I could be able to sleep, I guess, but I could do that. I could do that.
Would you be able to last in a casket?
I don't think so.
Those buried alive challenges. Somebody just did one.
It was Mr. Beast homeboy. He put him in there.
Yeah, he put him in there.
I think he's in there for like 36 hours or something crazy like that. I don't know if I could do that.
I think I could do it, man. I remember I used to be in the pen. I'd be like, man, if I can get out, if I have to do the rest, if I tell people like that didn't have no real time, like, nigga, I can do your time in the vending machine. Like, on the set. That's how bad you thinking about.
Have you ever had an MRI?
An MRI?
Yeah, I had that.
Yeah.
Like you
go under the thing, CAT scan.
If you ain't been, if you can't even sit in that, because you know people panicking that
MRI ain't really nothing to me though. That was because like,
you know you come. Because I know I'm coming out for me, so I'm like, all right, I'm going.
Nah,
I went in.
I ain't gonna lie. As long as my feet is hanging out, I'm cool. But like trying to push me all the way in, I seen too many movies, bro. I got PTSD.
And then they give you the so they can see through you.
Now they break the stuff on you. The same way I think they get a pregnant girl.
And you get them loud. Like a loud ass noise for like 30, 40 minutes.
No, I don't think I could. I don't think I could do the casket.
I don't think I could do the casket.
As long as I know what's at the end of that, I'm cool.
It was the movie. What's the movie where bro was buried in a casket and they was trying to find his coordinates the whole damn movie?
See, the only thing I think of that make me is I think it's Casino. That's the shit that get me when they bury bro alive.
They beat him and buried alive.
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
The movie's so cold. I think he was in like the military or something. He wound up getting buried alive. And the whole movie, they trying to find him because he, you know, he got a phone in there. So they like trying to find his coordinates. And then they like, oh, we found you. They digging. And it wasn't bro.
It's somebody else.
It wasn't him. So you in the casket thinking they finna find you like. They like, sorry, man. Like, basically, you finna get up out of here.
That's crazy.
Now, it called Buried? It might have been called Buried Alive.
Lupe Fiasco had a bar about that.
It might have been. Okay.
That's crazy. Like, they just gave up on me.
He's like, what's a casket with a scratched ceiling or something? That's buried living. He had a bar on that.
Yeah, that's crazy. You do that. I'm like, oh.
Go watch that movie. That shit's crazy.
I couldn't.
It'll make you claustrophobic. Like, damn.
Yeah, that's crazy word. Yeah, that roach shit was nuts. If y'all ain't seen it, go look it up, man. It was the roach challenge. I don't know what it was. Cuz had me crying. He was trying everything to get up out of that. I don't even think he lasted one day.
You already talked about the Wayne shit, huh? Wayne talking about the Super Bowl ripped from him performance.
Yeah, I talked about it.
I didn't really speak on it, man.
I'm over
How
Wayne.
You feel about it, Messiah?
What? I mean, I told y'all Kendrick was the right choice. I'm not mad. That's why I said everybody was in an uproar for nothing. Now it's talking about everybody owe Kendrick an apology. CK out there
you
tweeting.
You said that, though, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like Wayne was in his prime a long time ago, like the long dread Wayne. You feel me?
Let it go.
Yeah, it's like L.I.G.
Dread's hair barely hanging on. I'm like, damn, man.
That rock and roll shit killed me. That shit took me out. Oh, shit.
Orlando Brown is comedy.
Yeah, he crazy.
He hit it right on the nose.
You I see told niggas cut when that tracked out.
Hey, you think Diddy happy right now?
They say he got tofu for dinner. They telling us what his meals are and shit.
Your boy is out of here.
Who?
Quincy Jones.
Oh, wait, I seen that. I actually posted some Tevin Campbell shit on my story earlier.
They try to say he was Diddy before Diddy.
That's what they saying.
He died. He just died with all them secrets. They can't put bro on the stand now.
He got up out of here. Because people been talking about Quincy for some years, supposedly.
For a while.
Yeah, there's rumors of, I think, Tevin Campbell and some other stuff that he's, you know, done with up-and-coming stars. We never really got to get to him. I don't think there's ever been any lawsuits or anything like that have been brought to life. He probably got NDAs too.
Allegedly he did all this stuff. This is rumors that they've been floating around. So, but yeah, bro got up out of here. I don't know how it's looking for Diddy though, man. He got this NDAs I just seen for his entire life and 20 years after he expires. So 20 years after I'm gone. You can't expose nothing.
Nigga, you going to die before you talk about
me. Yeah, you going to get up out of here before you try to expose me.
That's crazy. But what they say is that, again, if there's any, like, harm to any people who have the NDA, then it goes out the window. So,
is that right?
Yeah. So I don't know if it'll hold any weight if he did anything anyway. But
I didn't see that. What y'all think about Elon Musk saying humans are going to have no jobs and we're going to live off of a set universal income. So everybody's going to be making the same amount of money. And he said, like, it's not going to be a low amount. It's going to be a fair amount to where you're going to be able to live good. Me, I got mixed thoughts on it because what you mean a set universal amount? That means that's controlled by somebody else.
Right. Yeah,
it's like I'm low key cool on that. I ain't gonna lie. Give me a chance to go make whatever I want to make.
Well, I think, like, you know, we talked about this when we were talking about the Optimus robots. Once they take these basic jobs that we have, and there's not a lot for us to do, I do think that the focus will shift to humans. What their virtual life is like, what they do online will be more so, which it already has became that. But I mean, more so on some Player Ready One shit, where we have more time to live in a whole nother world. To me personally, that's where I think we're going, is real life will not be as important as what you do on your virtual life. I think that's where we're headed, especially with the advancement.
Virtual life is crazy.
They trying to push robots, that. Yeah. They try to push that meta world and buy your real estate. Yeah. People still wasn't really going for it, but I'm just more so focused on the universal set income because, one, who's in control of that? All I can see them is more control because comply or I'm cutting off your universal income type thing.
I think you're just throwing ideas out there because it still makes no sense. At the end of the day, people have been bargaining with things since the beginning of the time, and it's not always about, like, you can have this laptop and use that as like a tool for money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or if depending on who the person is that need it. So I don't think that's really gonna happen. Because what's the set income? You get paid the same shit every month?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, so all of us is gonna get paid a universal, meaning it's all gonna be the same set income, basically enough, whatever they delegate is enough for you to live off of, buy enough food, entertainment, travel, because that's where it gets tricky. Who's
that's
deciding that?
About, yeah.
And then you gotta think about, okay, we have, then what about classism? Like, who becomes upper, who becomes lower, who becomes middle? What are we judging class and status off of now?
Does that eliminate now because it's universal?
No, but now.
So there is no class
now. But now, now what separates you, go back to what we always talk about, the character of the man you are or the woman you are. You know what I'm saying? That's what's really going to be worth more than your money.
You know, it's crazy you say that. I don't know if you ever watched Black Mirror, but there's an episode where humans at this point in time, they're rated off of what they do, like a social credit score. But the only thing is it follows you around. Like, you have stars, like you're an Uber. So if you do something, you fuck somebody over, they could rate you. So then whatever your stars are next to your name is what enables you to get certain things. So if you go to a rental car place and you have 3 stars, these are the cars available to you compared to if you have 4 or 5 stars.
They got that shit in China already.
Social credit score, huh? Yeah.
Remember they were showing people couldn't get in the store? Like, nah, hell no.
Oh,
Hey, you know what's crazy? Because that's right in alignment with those new glasses that...
The Meta Ray-Bans.
The Ray-Bans. Yep. Where it's reading the facial recognition and then it's giving the background of the person.
That shit crazy.
So you might, you know what I'm saying? You a 2-star nigga. You on a date with a 5-star bitch. Or
hold on.
She like, nigga, you up out of here.
But what would make the bitch 5-star? Just steal off her looks.
I'm just saying, like, your social credit score. Yeah. Like, you're honest. You never stole. Right.
You open the door for everybody.
You're racking up your points. So if you a 5-star dude, she could be a dime piece. But then she come in, she rated a 1-star. Like, that's you crazy. Can read her instantly. There's no more finesse.
For niggas for the bread is the 1-star.
Exactly.
That's crazy. Now, that is wild. But y'all see them other things, too, they're trying to make. They're trying to get rid of the phone altogether. But they talking about the phone pop out into your hand or some shit. But what's going to be crazy about that, what they trying to do, in my opinion, is they doing that, so it's everybody's walking around with cameras. Like, you got a dash cam. What the pigs be wearing?
Body cams?
Yeah, basically everybody walking around with a body cam. I think that's what they trying to get to.
I ain't going to lie. Even with me, like, I could see that being useful, though. Like, because sometimes, like, I'll be doing something but want to pull something up but be doing whatever or be wanting to, like, multitask. So I think eventually we will go to where, like, you can just have your phone wherever. But sometimes I'll be in the shower. I want to change the song. You got to wipe your hand off, change the song. All those things will
become... But don't they got Siri and all that type of stuff?
I'm not with none of that because I believe they're trying to merge us with technology with this Neuralink stuff. So to utilize all of that, I can see you having to chip yourself. Like, yeah, you can pull this up. We're going to make it so amazing, but ain't nobody going to see the downside to that. Now you're a robot. Believe me, if it's technology, someone can control it. So, yeah, it's all good. I can pull up the... It's going like the... what was the Apple glasses?
It was a movie like that where they was putting the chip in people. And the then Oculus. The dude...
the Oculus.
That's what that was?
No, you talking about... It was called, like, Monday or something like that.
I forget. Y'all think you know what I'm talking about? They end up going to find a dude or something and put the chip in him. It was crazy, though. They was end up controlling him. He was thinking he was in control, though. But...
That's what I mean. I'm not with merging humans and machines, bro. Let machines be machines, technology be technology. The second you trying to merge it with our brains and all, that's where I'm drawing the line. Like, hell no. Nah. That's out, because that's where I see them trying to go.
Yeah, I definitely see that's where it's going. I think people are going to want that, because like you said, they're not going to realize the negatives of it. They're going to see the celebrities or whoever have the first trials. And I'm like, damn, that shit cool. But then, yeah, when they got to chip us or when they can turn you on and off, it's going to be a different story.
Then you see Elon also saying they about to have civilization on Mars, quote unquote, within the next 20 years. It's going to be a whole part of the population living up there. So to me, they low key like, look, if this AI shit low key take over the world, we up out of here. we go to Mars and start over. We gonna leave them down there. We gonna be up in Mars chilling.
Just like when they doing their movies, and you gonna have to have a certain credentials, a certain type of bread. If not, you stay here on this earth, and they gonna destroy it.
I got my takes on space and Elon, cause I just don't know. You know, I don't know if you ever watched like the moon landing shit and all that.
Fake as hell.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't know. You know what I mean? Neil Armstrong, when he came back, bro, was not seeming too ecstatic about taking whatever trip he took.
Show me a picture of a satellite in space.
Yeah. Shout out to South London, man.
Oh, shout out to South London in the chat, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Viral gang,
but you know what's
here.
Crazy, too? I don't like too much of the technology because it goes back to... It's messing with us to the point where they're killing off our pineal glands to the third degree. You know what I'm saying? It's like the more you're around that type of stuff, it's messing with your intuition. It's messing with the way your brain functions, if people believe it or not. You're in a car all day with all that metal. You jump in, you got the phone to you. You know what I'm saying?
It's fucking your frequencies up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why they say you're supposed to ground. Like, go to the park, go to the beach, put your bare feet in the grass and in the sand.
People look at you crazy, but that's why every time, like, when a dog come in or Mocha, she come from outside, I always hug her or something. They say you get a lot of electric because, you know, the dogs and stuff, the animals walk.
Outside,
they walk on their palms, so they soaking it up. Even when I see her sometimes, she'll be knocking out the window trying to get to the sun. I'm like, okay, she trying to absorb all that
they
shit.
They love that shit. That's true. Yeah,
they just go sunbathe.
Naturally, they know. They don't have to even think like how we think. They doing what's natural, what it feels.
They
know
what they
saying?
Do. My dog do that too.
So. Like, your dog could go out and just start eating grass all of a sudden. Like, okay, he's trying to heal himself.
Yeah,
he's trying to get tapped in. He's tired of his damn kibble. That shit wild. Yeah. But nah, man, the universe is, I mean, leave it up to me. I don't believe they never even went to space. How is the sun lighting up the earth, but it's not lighting up space? Like, make that make sense. The sun's lighting up the earth from space, but it's not lighting up nothing around it. Space is completely dark.
Somebody brought up a good point too about gravity and how like we have enough gravity on Earth to pull water downward, but not to keep a hot air balloon from flying up or paper or certain things. It's very strange how gravity works. I thought that was interesting because it's true. You would think that, I guess, everything would hold to the ground or, you know, have that gravitational pull that's that heavy, but it doesn't.
Then it's like we don't have real maps.
Will Smith was trying to tell people. Y'all remember that video he made?
Yeah.
And he was like, man, everything. He was like, ain't nothing what you think it is. And he's throwing like hella different clips, but you thought it was really him doing something. But the same way they make these shows and you just take the pieces of the black of the platform and then they walk off like mm-hmm. nothing. It was just an empty room. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what they did with the outer space stuff. They set up a whole thing like how we got this set up.
They did for sure.
Yeah.
Because bro on his deathbed said it was fake. And mm-hmm. then they showed the Hollywood set. Matter of fact, people was going to where it was and like taking pictures and shit. That was trending not too long ago. Like, look, I'm on the moon.
It was all because Russia got, well, we don't even know if Russia got there, right? But that was the whole battle of who could get there first, who could show that they had the more superior technology.
Exactly.
So we kind of just finessed it like, oh, yeah, we got there too, but we ain't really get there.
But we lost the technology and never found it again.
Yeah, so it's like, well, exactly. We ain't never been back then. So I'm like,
y'all don't make blueprints on how y'all make stuff.
Because they say
like,
that
you
they
can't create it again.
They say the ocean is really space.
I believe.
They just found another ocean in the ocean. And you remember dude who
found...
You
better be careful even talking about that. You know what happened to dude? He no longer. Yeah.
I'm about to say, that's dude crazy. Who found the ocean in the ocean or the lake in the ocean, they disappeared his ass.
Yeah.
Remember the water was so dense you couldn't go through it.
Yeah,
he said it was crazy because he could hear it like you was hitting something. And this might sound crazy, but like you said, it was water in the water that he couldn't get through the water. Like, that's crazy.
I believe it. It's a whole nother world down there.
They said we only explored, like, what, 2-3% of the ocean?
It's crazy. And when you think about, you go back to, like, biblical readings and stuff, like, each religion has a time of when they talk about the water, like, literally coming from up and coming from down when the world was washed over. So that makes you, like, is the whole world really water? That kind of makes sense. And when you think about gravity, like, it could just take us all over. So I believe that there's more. Well, there is more water than land on the Earth. Anyway,
yeah, for
so
sure.
It's like,
then if you go look at original maps, they show the ice walls.
Yeah,
they
that's
show
true.
Us the landmass. Then they got the ice wall. Then they got the outer land, outer space. You know, it's space, outer space. Then they got an ice wall around that, and then there's more continents around that. And it's like, did everybody forget about Admiral Byrd? He flew over the ice wall and told y'all it was land over there. It's the reason why we got all the treaties in Antarctica. It's the only place in the world where everybody that's at war got a treaty over there.
That's funny you talk about it. The shit that put me on Antarctica was Transformers. I started looking into Antarctica, and then I realized about that ice wall. That shit is really crazy because it would. I mean, if it's true, then it means that the world is not as big as we think it is.
It's bigger.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro,
like
it's huge.
It's way bigger.
There's shit that, and that's another thing. Like, y'all think that Armstrong, y'all think he, when he came back, y'all think it's because he found out everything was fake, or it's really some shit out there that is like beyond your wildest dreams as evil or monsters or whatever the case is? Because they talk about that in Antarctica too, where there's certain monsters or aliens and things like that. Do y'all think that that's what he saw, or y'all think he saw, like, okay, America's really
I don't
just
know if
corrupt.
He saw. I think he was a part of that whole faking operation.
Like, he probably
but I think
that, huh?
Yeah. Admiral Byrd is the one who really seen shit. Because you remember after he came out, they had a whole, what's the damn word? They gathered up hella U.S. forces to go take a trip over there. Like, not an exhibition, but a... exhibition, yeah. So they went over there. Found whatever they found, then all the countries went over there, and all of a sudden, you U.S. citizens can't come over here. Because what y'all hiding over there?
Yeah.
It's like, you could go to Antarctica, but you can't go nowhere over there, and you got to get permission, and you can't just fly over there. They'll damn near knock your plane down if you go anywhere over there. So I believe those original maps. So I think the U.N. has the original map symbol with the ice wall where the shit's all flat. It's not this spheric globe or whatever. Then you look in the ancient text, it talks about the firmaments, and it just gets deep. You know what I'm saying? Where did the globe come from? We had the image of the globe before we was so-called in space. So where did that come from?
That's a fact.
Because all the texts talk about the firmament and the shit being flat.
They talk about like the crust or whatever the case you want to call it in the Bible as well. I keep referencing that because that's a something I know people really believe in. But it talks about a lot of these things in the Bible. A lot of people use the Bible as just a religious, spiritual text. It's actually a great document just about history. Like, you can really go in there and read about certain people being slayed, certain kings taking over, all different types of shit. But the Bible does talk about that, the firmament and the crust. So it makes you wonder, like,
do y'all believe there's any spot where you can just walk and then you fall off the earth?
I don't know. That's
hell no. That's why I said the firmament. I think it's like, put it like this. Like, you ever played a video game like Super Mario or something, and then you
go to the edge.
You go to the and you just hit nothing.
Yeah.
It's like invisible, but it's a barrier. I think it's something like that.
Like a boing, or they like it, like, yeah, just vibrate, a force field or something
type,
yeah,
shit.
Like the Truman Show type shit, damn near, maybe.
They did, bro. Code.
Matter of fact, do y'all think it's civilizations like that? Like the Truman Show.
We could be the Truman Show.
That's what,
yeah, shit. America could be like,
what if we the Truman Show, girl?
I mean, it's possible. It's definitely possible. I don't see why we couldn't be. Sometimes I sit here and think, like, man, we got a highest ratings on TV and wherever we from, like, wherever we're being viewed on, because a lot of crazy shit goes on in America.
Like, if you don't know what the Truman Show is, it's like they put a not a firmament, but a firmament around this small town where they think everything is happening organically, but everything that's happening, the people who built this shit, is like an experiment. Yeah. So your whole life is one big experiment.
That shit's so crazy.
So what if, like, COVID or, like, everything that they just doing, that's the basic, mass shootings.
But that's basically what I was saying.
And everything is just that.
That's basically what I was saying the other day. Like, I feel like everything they do is just experimenting on us. Same way they sit back, probably got big screens. You got the eye in the sky and just watching you like a video game.
Like, let me see.
Really watching you like Grand Theft Auto.
No, on God. Like, let me see what would happen if we do this. Oh, shit, they complied. Then they just take notes. What if we do this? Oh, shit, they complied. Then they take notes. Then the people who, you know, sort of try to wake up, they get them out. They take them out the game.
I believe that. I believe it's a possibility that everything's an experiment. I mean, you see it. We know certain shit is experiments. You know, C19 and other things. We know that they're testing things out. They always say they test on animals, but they test on humans too. We just don't know.
But humans are animals.
We are. We are mammals.
Humans are animals.
It's crazy,
so
when you think about it. We're so cognitive. You know, we have such a higher conscious that we don't think we are, but we are, though. That's a fact.
Did y'all see that story about the woman in the suicide pod?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was funny.
So the woman she was the first suicide pod user. Mind you, this is real. So they have these suicide pods where if you don't want to live no more, you can go peacefully unalive yourself. It's supposed to be like some type of gas or something that's supposed to take you out. Now, come to find out, after,
like, white people are crazy,
after the whole process, her ass was still alive.
It's like, what do you do? Do you get a refund for that?
Nah, this is what happened. She was still alive. They wind up strangling her ass.
Didn't we put you down like earlier?
They wind up going to plan B and hit her with the...
Wow, we need a body.
Nigga got off his lunch and had to go choke some shit.
Stupid pod didn't work. Hey, we got another one.
Overtime.
So I guess when they got when the coroners, I got the body, they found strangulation, like lacerations on her neck. So I guess whoever was over the company, they just went and arrested, bro. This happened a while ago, so they've been investigating.
You think you're going out peaceful, huh? Yeah,
but what's...
You ain't finna let people know our machines don't work. Fucking up the doctor.
She probably woke up and changed her mind, yeah, like, no, I'm gonna live.
Yeah,
nah, exactly. Bitch, you up out of here. You already paid the fee. You gone.
That's crazy.
But what's really the crime, though? Because if you signed up to get unalive, I mean... Shouldn't that be by any means?
And the company finished the job. Yeah,
you signed up to go peacefully, nigga. Yeah. That's because you sell me a product and it don't work, nigga. Ain't no by any means, nigga. fuck all that, nigga.
And who was the one that had the strangler? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like, come on. Who got that job?
He probably didn't do the machine right. He knew it was his ass.
That nigga got to be numb. He just strangling niggas all day. That nigga numb as fuck. Nah.
Cut it, did this before.
fucking machine ain't working again.
Yeah.
Hey, but that's wild. Because I swear to God, I thought of that some years ago. I say, with all the people jumping off of bridges, jumping in front of cars and trains, there should be a place where you could go peacefully, just get up out of here so you don't affect somebody else's life. That's like, crazy. Nigga, I remember I was at work one day.
You're still affecting somebody else's life.
What you mean?
killing yourself.
Somebody gonna miss you.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying like someone who has nothing to do. Just imagine you driving and somebody jump off one of them bridges on the freeway onto your car.
You know, people be wanting to see that movie type of shit.
Yeah, people crowd in front of the building. Exactly. Jump.
Bro, I swear the Desmond Gerald Bridge, nigga. I remember I was at work. Dude jumped off the bridge before they built this new one, the old one. He jumped off. It used to be a fire station on the corner. He landed on top of the fire station. Wind up living a couple hours before he got up out of here. So he jumped off the bridge, hit the fire station, miraculously lived. Every bone in his body shattered, broke, decimated.
I know them last few hours. He was like, what the fuck? He was like, why I do this stupid shit?
I think like, he wound up passing in the hospital, but for a couple hours, he was still alive, though. So that's what I mean. Like, bro, to avoid all of that, it should be somewhere you could just go and just get up out of here.
It's crazy, though, because it's like, you got to pay for that. You got to pay for your own death. America's crazy, man. They going to sell you anything. Niggas are selling suicide. Like,
I'm telling you, bro.
That's crazy work. Y'all don't want, they want to ban abortions, but then you got a suicide pod.
They like, we're going to get this population under control one way or another, pretty much. Either you're going to kill yourself or we're going to kill your babies, one of them.
Abortion is crazy.
Damn, we might get flagged for that. Hold on.
Yeah. We'll do a separate segment for that. They might cut the whole damn video. Yeah, I was finna spaz. We're going to have to save that for a separate segment in case they flag that, because that's going to get real serious. It's going to get real deep. But yeah, man, shout out to the suicide pods, man. Shit.
Because
really, it's your life, though.
Yeah, you should be able to do what you want to do with it.
How the fuck is it illegal? That's how you know your property. They tell you can't even off yourself.
You see what happened to Plexico? Nigga shot himself and went to jail.
I never understood that.
Nigga hurt your own body. You going down for it.
Yeah, did he go down for the burner or did he go down for like?
I think it was just the burner.
Public endangerment or some shit like that.
But it's still like attempted murder on yourself. 100 years. Like,
you do that? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I think Plexico went down for the hammer, though.
He probably did. He just ended up shooting.
And then he down there just won a Super Bowl. And what are you doing in the club? Like, come on, girl. What are you doing?
Strapped up.
Knock it off, Plexico, girl. I think he had beef with Fabulous at the time or something like that.
Yeah, that was crazy work. Yeah, even all that, even the way people got to pay for these funerals and shit like that, like, that's even more crazy.
And that's a rabbit hole I went down, because I'm just thinking, how many people die a day? There's only certain areas designated for burial, as far as these cemeteries. Where the fuck they putting all these dead people?
They keeping that's why they selling all your organs and shit, taking all your stuff,
really,
allegedly, and then emptying you out. You know what I'm saying? And making people think that's you. That's why people be looking crazy when
just
they
just think about how many people die a year, bro. Where it's they going? Yeah. Mostly everybody going to Inglewood. A few might go to the city right here.
We got the one on Orange.
Yeah, we got the one on Orange. But where are these bodies going?
I ain't never seen a soul going there and green no flowers. Oh, God.
I might have seen one or two cars like every couple months go in there. But for the most part,
they probably cutting the grass. I ain't never seen nobody in that.
I think people either who knows where they all going, but they for sure doing what he said. They cremating and then they keeping them in like the whatever it is, the body chambers they be having before they do whatever they do with them.
Nah, because you know if
a
your
morgue,
grave
they be having them in morgues,
if so your grave is marked as unvisited for a certain amount of time, they sell it.
I don't even know.
So if your people don't come visit your shit, they'll dig your ass up, get you up out of there, sell your plot, and put a new body in there.
That's crazy. Nigga come back and his shit gone. You don't even know where.
You don't remember a while ago?
They probably doing that regardless. Yeah.
Nah, that one funeral home got caught doing that shit.
Nah,
it was selling plots to multiple people.
And the funeral homes is really trying to get niggas.
That's big business right there.
Yeah, that's another scam in itself. Like, hey, man, you feel me? Your people just died, going to debt $20,000, $30,000. That shit is crazy.
Nah, it's different because I know in Egypt, when they people die, you got to bury them same day before the sun go down.
I believe that's with the Amish.
Because I remember I think like the following day, they got to go on the ground. I remember I was over there. The sun was setting. Nigga, we drove by this church because we went to go see one of those big ass grave sites and shit with all the mausoleums and shit. And they were running down the church steps with the casket trying to go bury, bro. So I seen the shit live. And I'm like, what? Come on, that's cap. Yeah. I seen them niggas running with the casket trying to hurry up and get to the spot. I'm like, damn, that's wild as hell. I think about out here in America, you got to have car washes. Niggas selling chicken plates.
GoFundMe.
GoFundMe's, because nobody got life insurance. Everybody just think they're going to live forever. Which is crazy. It really costs to die out here. You going to debt to bury somebody that's not coming back.
That's what I was just finna say. What's that? Real YouTube Hustlers. They said in Sweden or something, they got a suicide clinic or they just use a tube.
Oh, yeah?
Like that, yeah.
So I think U.S. is slowing the curve. Like, these other countries is already jumping in front of that.
Well, yeah, but we do certain things because we need... Other places, they don't have to pay for certain shit. So we make things slower on purpose so that people pay for it. It's like with the healthcare and other things. I think we can find a way to make certain shit free, but they've created that infrastructure. They need people to get paid for that. So they're not going to jump
Here's where it gets spooky, though. This is why, not to even get on the abortion thing, but even with the suicide pods related to the abortions, it goes from voluntary... to they start to recommend for certain things, like say you got certain diseases or something, and they say it's like irreversible. Like, yeah, you know, you got the suicide
pod.
You can help the earth. We already overpopulated. To instead of shadow banning your accounts, they get throwing you in these suicide pods.
Yeah, that's
and shit like that, or what they deem you as a threat to society, quote unquote, and now you
in the pod
involuntarily getting thrown in these pods. I can see it going down that route.
Because it's like, how would you stop it, I guess, if it becomes something that's that big? And if the government has control of it, right? Like, you could for sure be banished to those pods. I think they could make that a thing at some point in time.
Because that's how it usually goes. They make it voluntary to where you think it's your choice. Then they start to put more pressure and, like, recommend it, almost forcing you in a way. And in a sense... when people are starting to accept it, they make it mandatory.
And at that point, everybody's already used to it.
Everybody's already on it. So they done already brainwashed you into believing, like, hey, whoever they pick, bro was really wild and he really need to get up out of here. To where your family might be turning you over to these suicide. Like, I can really see that shit going on. You could brainwash people to believe anything.
This is why mental health is real right now. Because if they making suicide pods, they encourage you to go off yourself. Like, that ain't the way, man. Like, don't take the suicide pods. Like I said, I can see, the only way I can really see that, if you, like, old and medical or something to where you just threw, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a vegetable?
Yeah, exactly. Like, just throw me in the pod at that point. But other than that, I really don't see, nobody should really be taking that route.
Even that.
Or like, you know, the victims, they be, like, burned to unrecognizable... recognition, like, yeah. Dude only got a mouth, no eyes, no nose, yeah. No nothing.
Yeah.
Like, bro, just put me in a pod at this point.
What if niggas start getting their own hands on suicide pods and putting people in them?
That's what niggas gonna start doing.
you know they gonna hit the dark web, nigga. Hey, I got the pods on the dark web.
Come take a ride with me.
Yeah, you get up out of here half off, you feel me?
It's not even just that, but niggas in the streets probably use them. Like, nigga, I got somebody, let's throw this nigga in the pod.
Putting ops in the suicide pod is crazy work.
Exactly.
They can get to put you in music videos in the pod and all types of shit.
They ain't gonna be talking about blunts no more. They gonna be talking about pods.
That shit crazy.
That's wild to even create that. They probably taxing. How much do you think they're gonna charge?
Nah, they're charging for sure. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a way to make money. So, I mean, shit, it's a million ways to make money. You just gotta think of some shit people need, bro. Service people want.
That's what it is. You gotta create a solution to a problem.
Create the problem, then create the solution.
Right.
I mean, shit, that's what they doing.
Damn near your whole life is, though, like what we say, is being a service. You got to be a service in some way. You can be a service. That's how they become more valuable or more these people get to a point, even when it comes to musicians or actors, you know what I mean? Everybody providing a service, whether you're going to regular work or whatever you're doing, that's really more so of a purpose. Yeah.
That's nah, I feel you on that for sure. I ain't really see nothing in the trending stories, man.
Yeah, it ain't really nothing.
I was looking, ain't really nothing going on. Mo Diddy talk.
Yeah.
I'm about to go.
Rogan,
I'm gonna go binge watch that Elon Musk interview with Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. I watched the beginning of it. Them niggas was talking about video games for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's regular.
That's what I was trying to tell niggas, like that Trump interview. Niggas, that shit was not. Nothing on them interviews was said that changed anything for anything. Nothing important was said on the motherfuckers.
What was niggas expecting out the interview?
Oh, like, that's what I didn't understand.
They just thought Joe Rogan was finna just get cut a whole, like, the biggest interview of the world.
Nah, they was looking more so looking like, are you gonna pressure him into answering certain questions?
Nah, they're like, for what at this point?
But I don't think Joe is that type of interviewer.
But he's still treating,
what do y'all think happens
he's
tomorrow?
He's not treating him like he's the president. He's treating him like a guest on the show.
I think whoever wins...
Y'all think
on
it's
either
riots?
Side,
y'all
I think it's gonna be a riot from either side.
Okay.
Or whoever wins.
I can see it.
If Trump wins, the crazy.
Yeah, they coming out.
They coming out, bro. The neon hair, yeah. All them Karens
they,
and
they
shit.
Finna, they finna be outside like Stone Cold Steve.
Even a racist white's finna be outside too, probably.
If they win, then you know all them coming out, they tripping. But I done already heard rumors around saying that if Trump win, they not going for no losses. Like, they not accepting that as a win. They finna, like, on some kamikaze shit out here.
I don't know. We'll see, though. We'll see how it unfold.
Yeah.
I don't really see people too much tripping over Kamala like that. But you never know with these politics. People do go rogue and lose their damn mind.
Kamala win, it's going to be, man.
You got to realize, the people that's following that side, they're already on the mentally ill side as it is.
they don't kill you,
I'm just saying. Like, there's been a lot of before and afters going around of, like, beautiful women. Drop dead
liberal,
gorgeous.
Huh? Yeah, they
crazy, became liberal. Yeah. And now they fat as hell. They got the neon and pink hair. They got the armpit hair now. Legs hairy. They just completely let themselves go. And, this is me expressing myself. Like, they really went out of their fucking brain.
You crazy.
And that's what you see. Or you see the ones that's yelling at babies and shit. Like, bro, they going crazy.
Kamala win is going to be, it's just going to be annoying in the streets. I don't think it's going to be no riots. This is going to be, it's going to be. Yeah,
if Kamala wins.
She ain't winning. The world going to blow up.
Y'all think it's hard to find a wife now? You're done. You're never finding a wife, bro. Women are never going to submit to another man.
She
going to
be bitches in the street twerking. It's going to be all type of shit going
bro,
on.
Bro, because her whole campaign is ratchet bitches. Like, it's terrible. This shit awful.
She pulled out a lot of stops. She pulled out a lot of shit. We'll see tomorrow if it did anything to her. According to the polls, it didn't help, not a bit.
But if somebody voted for her because she didn't did music,
it's crazy.
With brought who was it? Megan Thee Stallion.
She brought everybody.
Did she bring up Beyonce?
She brought Beyonce, Kelly Rowland.
But it's like if you go for a vote,
Gorilla.
You let one person sway your vote like that. It's crazy.
You deserve to be bamboozled.
But we know that's a fact.
Yeah,
right.
All you got to do is say, let women control their bodies, and you got the vote. Nobody should be in control of a woman's body. Like, you got the vote, automatic. Because that's really all they coming out for is the abortion shit.
That's her topic. That's what she's kind of.
We want the right to abort our babies.
Yeah,
I'm voting for her. Like, what the fuck? All right.
That's it. And even, and that's crazy because it's almost like people don't realize right now it's on a state level. So if you live in Cali, you're good. If you live somewhere where they don't offer it, then you're not. But it's state. It's not federal right now. So I don't know why people would want it to go back to being federal.
They said not who y'all want to win, who y'all think is going to win.
Who I think is going to win?
Trump going to win.
I think Trump going to win.
I think Trump's going to win.
I think Trump is land. I think Trump got it by a landslide, but they already been burning up the voting boxes. Like, they already been trying to sway the voters and lose. Like, they already been trying to sabotage the vote.
It's crazy because even today I just heard on the news, to go back to the points we always make. He said, I think she was up like 46 or 49 to 49 or something. But the dude on the news said, well, it really don't matter. We gotta wait for the electoral vote.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
He said that on TV.
They let you know anyway.
Exactly. Like, nigga, this does not matter. Like, and Trump, I'm sure he probably got them electoral votes in his pocket for the most part, unless she got some stuff on people. But that's the only way I see it going.
Yeah, I see Trump. I think I see Trump winning.
Like we said, that little girl showed that these. What was that 12-year-old girl that picked all the presidents? They all
related, except for like two.
All this is already picked out. This is another game for them to play. They're playing a big video game in real life right
now. No, God. Yeah. And it all goes back to like Britain royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all goes back to the British. Like, the kings and all that shit is connected with our president. So I don't see how people don't see that. It's like they're all related. Fucking Bush and Obama were related. They got pictures of him with like as a kid with the Bush. Yeah. Like, it's all tied in. When you go down that web, it's crazy. I think maybe only Trump and like one other wasn't related by blood. But they all come from the same bloodline. And that shit all go back to the Great Britain rulers. Like, bro, it's one big rabbit hole. And we're going to have to break down where the Electoral Colleges even came from.
Yeah, one of these episodes. That'd be a good one. That'd be a good one.
And it got a lot to do with slavery. A lot of people don't even know that when we were considered 3/5 of a man. So every 5 slaves only counted as 3.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of that shit really came from. So
that's crazy work.
Because you remember, we used to be
3/5 of a man. Yeah.
We used to be United States of Congress. Mm-hmm. People don't remember that. United States of America now, but y'all don't remember we was United States of Congress, cuz?
It's even crazy back then that they never wanted us to be like Democrats. Like, you couldn't be, far as us as black people. They always looked at us like Republicans. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
They, that's switch. When they did the great yeah, switch.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Because Republicans were started by blacks. Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't know how people be like, oh, you're a Republican, but they also did the great switch. That's how they bamboozled niggas into being Democrats.
And ultimately, civil rights, when that took place, and the filibuster, and, you know, certain Democrats and Republicans that were on certain sides, that's what really swayed, I think, black people's vote for the remainder of time, probably.
But it's wild, because if you talk to a black person, they have more Republican views on life than they do Democrat, mm-hmm. but they still vote Democrat.
And it's only because the rhetoric, like, we focus on, which is, it's important to a certain degree, right? Because you don't want a nigga to your face calling you, you know, saying you ain't shit. But so I can kind of understand it. But we focus on the rhetoric. We focus on what they say. You know, when you're looking at, when you think of the Democrats or the liberals, it's very kumbaya. We all get along, you know, for everybody. And I feel like a lot of black people feel like they align with that because of us being in slavery and, you know, a lot of our people accepting other people. So I think that's why the civil rights thing was able to sway us, and ultimately why we feel like we liberal. But when, like you said, we want our own schools. We don't want nobody really teaching our kids like that. We fuck with our church on Sundays and other things. We don't promote same-sex marriages all the way. Like, there's a lot of things that
we want our right to carry our arms. It's just a lot of shit.
That's why I don't like getting too much into the politics. But then it's more, even more crazy, because we, the way they go about even getting the president or persuading you, it's like, if we sit here, sometimes we tell people talk is cheap and stuff like that. We allow them to just, they're trying to basically manipulate you or get you to vote for them based off of whatever they telling you. Like, really, it's really looking at you crazy. Like, that's just like telling somebody anything to get what you want out of them. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
Like, they should have to show and prove while they're running. Like, you should have to be doing, making moves right now, not wait till you get in there and then now I'm going to do everything. You probably forgot half the shit you said you was going to do. And in that textbook, I'm running all these speeches.
This is why, but I think people should be neutral and align with whoever is going to work in your benefit, in your favor. Mm-hmm. I'm not aligning with neither party. Who's going to be the one to make the move that's beneficial for my life and shit, all of our lives? That's who we should be aligning with. Not just blindly go, yeah, vote blue or vote red. Like, That doesn't make any sense.
They make you attached to these things like it's a sports team.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then now it's people ready to crash and go against whatever that ain't on that. Like you said, you might get to a point where the views might change for that person or that don't make sense, and you still blindly go and go for what's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Based off because I'm what you align yourself with.
Right. It's just like your team having a losing season. You like, fuck it, I'm loyal. I'm going to ride it out.
Yeah,
I'm
going to keep
like, these niggas trash
ass.
Right
yeah,
now.
You know they weak. Exactly. I'm still going to put 500 and I'm mad when they lose. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Not even the stands fighting other fans and all type of shit.
Just
same
like
thing
that. You know
same
I mean?
Thing
that's
with
basically
the politicians.
What the Cowboys fans is.
Cowboys and the Raiders, bro. They can't catch a break. They loyal to the soil, though, but yeah, we're going to see tomorrow, man. I'm going to tell you, we definitely going to tap back in with y'all tomorrow because I can't wait to see it. I would love to see, I would damn near, you know what, I ain't going to incite a riot, but I'm going to be chill.
They're going to see something unfold.
Yeah. I was going to say some shit, but let me chill, man, if I go against community guidelines. Because we in Trump country right now, so it's going to go crazy.
Yeah, over here, it's... Yeah. Yeah, for sure over here, it's going to go crazy.
Hey, tripping, boy.
Where I'm at, niggas is drinking green lattes and shit. You feel me? So yeah. they going to be more one Kamala to win.
Yeah, you in Liberalville.
Yeah, them motherfuckers over there, hipsters and shit walking around.
Nah, for sure. But yeah, man, we going to get up out of here, man. Shout out all the subscribers, man. Shout out to everybody that's out the country rocking with us. Hey, y'all definitely stay tapping in. If our videos is hard to find, just know we know that we shadow banned. We trying to find ways up out of this. I've been looking at the YouTube analytics. I've been trying to go down the community guidelines. I'm going to try to reach out to somebody that work for YouTube and figure out a way to get us off that watch list. But just know they try to silence the truth. You feel me? But y'all stay tapped in. Y'all stay supporting us. Y'all stay sharing our shit. Y'all stay dropping them comments and them likes, and y'all going to help us get up out of that. You feel me?
Hey. Nah, my bad.
Go ahead. Talk
I was
going
to say, shout out to y'all, too. And I was going to say, if anything, If y'all got any topics or things y'all want us to talk about or speak on, just throw it in the comments or let us know. You know what I'm saying? We'll do our homework and we'll bring it back to the board.
They said we should try Rumble. Yeah, man, we might got to try Rumble. I actually got a Rumble account, you feel me? We was talking about that. We might got to, you know, play with it and test it out. Y'all just make sure y'all follow us over there when we do, you feel me? We trying to diversify our bonds because, you know, freedom of speech is becoming a thing of the past. So we trying to exercise that for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got any final words?
Nah, man, shout out to everybody. Shout out to the supporters and the haters.
Shout out to all the supporters, man. Believe me, we see all of y'all out there. Every comment, don't think your comment don't matter because we may not reply to it immediately, but we see it all, you feel me? That's what keep us going and that's what keep us motivated. Speaking the truth for y'all, so thank y'all for the support because without y'all, there ain't no us, man. The viral way. Bang.
Ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hard is where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shack.